listen, listen, listen. God is speaking to us.
Kairos Milwaukee United Church of Christ presents Come Away With Me, the sermon by the Reverend Gene Randall Bodman, presented on Sunday, July 22nd, 2018.
It's tempting to begin, well, it's been quite a week in Lake Wobegon, yet again. But I'll resist the temptation. But it seems to me that William Wordsworth got it just right. The world is too much with us, late and soon. The world, with all its comings and goings, well, it's a lot. The current seemingly relentless bad news, I won't recite it for you here. I know we are a congregation that is alert to the news. There seems sometimes to be too much world of humanity, too many stories, too many needs, too much human-made catastrophe and loss and want and violence and corruption, too much world. And into all of that, today's lectionary readings pour like a glass of cool water. The beloved 23rd Psalm, with its images of peaceful rest on soft grass beside quiet water, safety even in the middle of the deepest darkness, and goodness and mercy chasing us all the way home to God's kingdom. And then the gospel, in which the disciples return to Jesus after their successful journey of teaching and healing, all abuzz with the stories of it. And he leads them away from the coming and going. He says to them, come away with me to a secluded place and rest. I wonder if anyone else heard those words with a pang of longing and wondered, what must it have been like to be one of those disciples, called away to rest with Jesus? Well, that is always the invitation to all of us. Jesus modeled for us a life lived in the flow of God's love, responding to the needs in front of him with compassion, withdrawing alone to quiet places to rest in God's presence and refresh his soul for a new day's work. As Mark tells the story, Jesus invited his disciples away with him, and seeing all the hubbub around them, they climbed into the boat of one of the disciples to get truly away. Perhaps their quiet time was out on the water, moving slowly with wind and waves, because by the time they arrived at their destination, the crowds had run ahead and beat them there. Jesus saw that the cares of the world were too much with them, too, and he felt compassion for them. And in his compassion, he taught them and empowered his disciples to feed them. This is the two-part invitation, to go away to rest in God's presence and to return to find your place in the crowd and do all you can in compassion for the world's hunger and confusion. To do all that you can and know that it will be enough and more than enough. Your efforts will produce more than you can even imagine. There are many ways to hear this part of the story, the feeding of the 5,000. It can be understood as a further demonstration of Jesus' power and authority. Like the stories in Mark's gospel of healing the sick, casting out demons and calming the waves, it's part of the ongoing revelation in Mark of the true identity of Jesus, who will very soon in the narrative say to his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" This story can also be understood as a metaphor for God's constant and abundant provision for those who seek God. There are many ways to hear this story, and more than one can be true. But for today, I lift up a third way. Jesus was filled with compassion for both his harried disciples and the crowds of people who came to hear him teach and stayed past time to get home to prepare a meal. And being filled with compassion, Jesus led them to a moment of rest and trust in each other. It could have happened this way. It's just possible that many of the people in that crowd had food with them, but only, they thought, enough for themselves and their immediate family. Well, perhaps it worked like that old children's story, Stone Soup. Once the disciples freely offered their few loaves and two fish, someone else reached into their bag and brought out some olives. And another person, seeing that, fished around in their own pocket and offered up some dates, till one by one, each person was motivated to bring out what they had in their pockets and satchels and bags, and offer whatever it was, meager or plentiful. Around the circles of 50 or 100 in which they were sitting. What had been a crowd of needy people became a banquet of plenty. I imagine them there on the hillside, gathered into their circles, passing food back and forth, chatting and laughing, the happy buzz of their conversation in the air. And then as the sun dipped low in the sky and the first star of evening appeared, as the birds made their last burst of song before roosting for the evening, I imagine the people, their voices quiet, leaning back in contentment and peace for the blessing after the meal. For all of them, for Jesus and the disciples and the crowds of followers alike, their bodies were filled from their hunger and their souls were rested from their confusion. And they were in the presence of the holy. So it is with us. When we join our efforts with the efforts of others in the work of feeding hungry people, or providing school supplies for kids who need them, or raising our voices to fight for justice for immigrant children separated from their parents at our border, when we give freely and join our gifts to those given by others, the whole gift is greater than the sum of its parts. Our small gift is magnified and amplified. So give all that you can, and trust in the community of other givers to amplify your gift. And remember also to rest. Because Jesus' invitation to his disciples is also his invitation to us. Come away with me and rest. Do it when you are weary, but also build it into your routine, because human living is both a joyful and a wearying experience, and you will always need it. Moreover, as a colleague pointed out recently, the idea of rest is woven right into the very beginnings of our tradition, right into our creation myth. In that myth, God created humans on the sixth day, which means that the very first full day and first experience of being human was Sabbath. Our lives, all our activity and productivity flow out of our rest. We don't rest from our work. Instead, we work from our rest. Indeed, in the Jewish way of counting days, one begins at night, from sundown to sundown, from rest to rest. But I know that it isn't always easy to rest well. Sometimes our prayer lives become dry and unsatisfying. At times of stress, pausing to pray can feel impossible. And settling into silence or focusing on our breath can simply grate on our nerves. When there are small children at home or a loved one in fragile health to care for, when our own health is uncertain or we are in pain, the call to prayer can feel insurmountable. In those times, remember to hear the words, "Come away," as Jesus spoke them to his disciples. Not as commandment, but as invitation. And go aside anyway. But do it lightly, Let your prayer time suit your circumstances. If you are agitated, move, but move with intention and an open heart. Use words if silence is deafening. Use silence if words do not make any sense. Trust that you have been invited to become aware of God's presence and that you are not alone. That God, who is ever near us, is waiting for you to turn your attention in whatever way you can toward God and simply rest. That is the one requirement. Show up. There are, of course, many modes to prayer. Prayers of intercession for others, petition for ourselves, prayers of confession. But I think all of these are born out of the simple first move to come and rest ourselves in God. We practice intentional resting in God so that that restfulness becomes our way of being, a form of awareness that includes moving through our ordinary lives with a sense of ease, with gratitude for and attention to the richness all around us. With so much peace that ordinary life feels like enough. And so now I want to invite you into a very brief guided meditation, an exercise of resting in God's presence. Feel free to participate or not. Focus on my words or let your mind wander. Simply relax for a few minutes if you prefer. But if you would like to participate, I invite you to begin by making your body comfortable. Stretch a bit if you would like. Take off your shoes, move to the floor, whatever feels comfortable to you. Take a few deep, relaxing breaths, and be aware of the body that has brought you to this day. Just as it is, lean and angular, or soft and rounded, full of energy, or heavy with tiredness. As you breathe, gently let go. Relax any tight places in your body. Let your shoulders drop and the tight place at the base of your spine. Unfurl your brow and allow the tension in your jaw to ease away. Breathe in the goodness of being in your body. Imagine that you are walking along a stretch of familiar beach after everyone else has packed up and headed home. It is late afternoon of a warm summer day. A gentle breeze is blowing, and the sea air is caressing your face. Seagulls are making their raucous cry from a headland far away, and the sandpipers are dashing back and forth with the incoming tide, piping cheerfully. The waves come and go, in and out, with their eternal crash and murmur. As you rest in the beauty of the day, your body at ease, your senses alert to the beauty all around you, you notice that someone is coming near. The person pauses, and as your eyes meet, you realize they are asking for permission to come closer. You turn and walk along together while the waves roll in and out and the seabirds call. You walk together in deep contentment. If you use words, they do not break the peace between you. If you walk in silence, it does not weaken the connection between you. The one who walks with you simply attends to you, to your words or silence, to your breath, to your walking. Everything you bring is accepted. Finally, as the sun begins to sink to the horizon, you grow still. You and your companion turn and look at each other. Your companion is illuminated by the golden light of the sunset. As you see your reflection in their eyes, you realize that you are illuminated by that same light. The light is on you, and it is in you. You turn together towards home. The seabirds call. The breeze blows, and the waves continue. You are part of everything that is, and it is good. I invite you to come back into this space of peace and acceptance as you are ready. To breathe deeply. And remember that the peace of your interior spirit is always waiting for you, a place to meet the divine. You can arrive there in simple silence and contemplation. You can arrive there by watching the breath or by using your imagination. But the invitation to rest is always there for you.
Listen, listen, listen.